Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We learned this morning that many folks are pronouncing words wrong, and it's extremely annoying.
Pischetti?
Yeah, supposedly. But happy Valentine's
Irrelevant.
Day.
Irregardless. Irrelevant's actually a word.
I could care
Irrelevant.
Less. Yes, a savant. Sauteed onions. I don't know. Plus, Violetta's got a lot of tabs open on her Safari browser, but we've met people that have even more open.
And then we went full-on Geek Squad.
We really
found
did.
Out how you can actually delete them all in one
right.
swipe, or you can do it methodically one by one like Violetta enjoys.
We learned why Whip's phone is so hot. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
There are many words that people are pronouncing wrong all the time. Tops of the list include supposedly, we live across the street. Shop the Great Escape. Et cetera, but you say et cetera, and happy Valentine's Day. Yeah, it's Valentine's Day. Which, have you not heard that one, Whip? Because I felt when I brought it up, we had a guy that used to work here who said it all the time.
That's funny, because I feel like I associate that with maybe a little kid,
yeah.
Not an actual adult.
I think a lot of these are, you started as a little kid, and then maybe just never grew out of it, that one word, for whatever reason.
No one told you. No one had the heart to tell you.
Supposedly, that's what the scientists are saying. What words do you get totally annoyed by the mispronunciations? 219. This is funny because I have to like take a second to make sure. Hey, we're going to go to the library instead of the library. Mm-hmm. There's an extra R in there. Yeah. A lot of people skip over the library. No, we're going to the library.
Yeah. If we could go back in time, maybe they shouldn't have put the R in there in the first place, but they did.
Yeah, they did.
So
I really love Violetta's face this whole time. She's like, wait, what?
Well, no, I'm shocked that people don't say the R.
Library?
It's library. Yeah. Come on. But I have no room to talk because I say things real funny.
That's what's so funny.
Everybody has your thing. Mm-hmm.
Hey, can I get an espresso?
Joel's. Right. He gets so mad when people do that, and
Captain
I do it all
Italian
the time.
Over there, Joel.
Espresso.
Right. Espresso.
Espresso. It's no an X in there.
It's not express.
Exactly.
It's express.
I feel like that's where the confusion comes in. Yeah. Like you think of like express.
Yeah. 630, when they throw an extra T and they go, we got orientated instead of oriented. I gotta get my, I've been oriented.
Okay. That's adding a whole extra syllable.
It's a whole thing,
Yeah.
219 just said when they say these ones. Yeah, these ones. I don't know why. Okay. Or is it a list? Hang on a second. No, they just said these ones. Okay.
Maybe they're coming. Maybe the rest is coming. Wait for my next text. It'll be a list of words.
219, when they drop the S and they totally just tell you, well, specifically, it's these ones.
Yes. Some people do that. Pischetti.
Pischetti, yeah.
Yeah.
On purpose?
No, I had a friend who could not, her mouth could not say spaghetti. It was her, I thought it was a joke. And
You're like, are you messing with me?
My mouth said a lot of other things. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I don't know if I know. Sorry, we just had another. They're popping in really fast. The pronunciation error that annoys you the most. 708. When someone says we're in agreeance instead of, we're all in agreement.
Okay.
Yeah, agreeance isn't a word.
This sounds so weird. I think I heard Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit say that once, and someone attacked him, and then he's like, no, it's a real word.
It's a thing.
And then it turned out it might be a real word.
You're like,
I've
seen a song called Nookie.
Right.
What do you want from me?
I don't trust him at all, but.
219, I'm annoyed when people say anyways instead of anyway. There's no S. Stop adding the S anyway.
They add S to everything, these people.
So funny, 708, Jules. Uh-huh. I get annoyed by people saying the Jules.
People say forwards. Like forward, to go forward.
Move forwards.
This is the one time I wish somebody of us, other than Nikki, who is a Chicagoan at this point, wasn't a Chicagoan.
Yeah.
So we could find out if that feels like a Chicago thing.
The Jewels
me.
Does, 100%.
The S, right? Yeah. The S thing is a total Chicago. Yeah. That is not. Yeah.
Also
yeah.
foreigner thing, because my parents add an S on everything. Shrimps.
Shrimps, sure.
Feet, love the splits. Shrimps. Yep.
I also like Use Guys. That's another
yes,
one. Yeah. Use Guys is a whole
sounds
other.
Chicago.
That's a whole other vibe. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I hit the wrong button over here.
The other thing I want to add to the Chicago thing, the adding the V.
The?
It's the Nordstrom's.
The something.
Oh, yes. The Ohio State.
It's so, yeah.
But is it, do they say it the jewel or the jewel?
The,
yeah, come
yeah.
on.
Right.
You can't fancy I'm it up like that in Chicago. It yeah. It's the French room.
Yeah.
What pronunciations annoy you the most? When people say voila, it's voila.
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 How often in your life, in your day-to-day, hey, man, voila.
Oh, I've gotten in trouble on that one on social.
I bet. Both,
yeah, message me.
Social's tough. When you post it and it's spelled wrong, it's like it's right there. And the,
yeah,
and the
me.
Phone wanted to correct it for you.
Yeah.
Voila.
708, when they use an N instead of an M in pumpkin.
Come here, pumpkin. Or they just drop it entirely, pumpkin.
Right,
yeah.
Right, that's good.
630 is I seen. Now, I don't know. I feel like, again, that's a location-based.
Might be.
Like colloquialism.
Yeah,
I seen them over by the Jewels,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
News guys were there. 224, when they do it UR instead of OR in for real. Hey, man, for real. I don't know. It just doesn't roll off the same. 630, I love this one. Now, these are the pronunciation things that annoy you the most. When somebody says, oh, I could care less. No. You couldn't care less.
Right.
Because if you could care less, then you care. And if you couldn't care less, you don't.
Now we're going to get in the irregardless world.
Yeah, the whole thing.
That's true.
Let's see. When people pronounce often without the T and they just say often.
Yeah, that's not a mispronunciation. It can
that's
go
just,
either way.
That's just the way it goes, yeah.
Sorry, texter.
Yeah, what can you do?
How do you guys say what Tylenol is?
Ibuprofen?
That's aspirin?
Acetaminophen?
Say it again.
Acetaminophen?
Okay. Acetaminophen. I can't say it. So that's why I have to have somebody every...
Which is horrible because you need it when you're hungover.
Yeah.
Say
it again.
Acetaminophen. Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of fun. People that add a T to the word husband.
And which part?
Husband.
Oh, husband.
Husband.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Whip. He's my husband.
What? Okay.
Let's see. Many annoying ones. Lot of mannerisms instead of mannerisms.
Right, they're confusing mannerism with aneurysm.
That's right.
Which is weird, but it's asked me what it is.
708, I get annoyed when people are wearing jewelry and not jewelry. Jewelry, the L before the E versus the L after the E.
Can I add one? I hope
Please
it's
do.
Not there, but I just thought of this. It reminds me of the mannerism thing.
Yeah.
Everyone says asphalt, but it's asphalt. There's
no
H after the S.
Yep.
The H is after the P.
Asphalt.
So it looks at first glance like it says asphalt, but it's asphalt.
And is there a T in there too? Do you say like ashed the fault?
It's no.
Okay, no. Yeah, I knew that.
A-S-P-H, right? A-S-P-H-A-L-T, asphalt.
Exactly.
You worked there. Come on.
I did.
That's, yeah. You're an asphalt guy.
I'm an asphalt guy. Yeah, big asphalter. Did a couple summers of asphalt and learned that I don't want to do asphalt. That's what I learned. And boy, what a, God bless you, Mount Prospect Public Works. 708, my mom does this, throwing an R in the word warsh. Hey, we had to do your warsh. I'm like, where'd that even come from? You're from Maywood. What are you doing?
Yeah.
My mom, I don't get it. Violetta's, it's apt, it's not ABT, 847. We're going to go shop at apt today.
Well, that is true, because that would be like spelling out the letters of any of our
last names,
right?
Yep.
Someone's on there.
But it's very, very, very common.
Yeah, very common.
For people to do that.
Changing the T to a D in congratulations. Congratulations.
Congrats.
But I will say, if you're making a joke for a graduate and you say congratulations, then that's just funny.
That's comedy.
And finally, the number one thing that we're all sick of the way people pronounce it. Hey, after this, let's go get a burrito at Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Chipotle. Chipotle. It's Chipotle.
Yeah.
But it comes out all variety of ways.
They've gone with it now because they tout their natural ingredients and say, like, our name is the only hard thing to pronounce. Right?
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
As a kid, you love music. You know, and you love listening to it in the backseat of your mom's car. You're having fun. You're living the dream. Mark Ronson's daughter goes into a trance anytime Billie Eilish's What Was I Made For comes on. Many people's kids are obsessed with many songs. And these songs aren't the songs that you would think your kid would be obsessed with, like Row, Row, Row Your Boat, Itsy Bitsy Spider, Ba Ba Black Sheep, Twinkle Twinkle. Most of them are the same melody, with just different words. Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you?
We're great. Now, what song was your kid? How old is the kid in question here at the time?
I've got two kids, and one 2.5 and one almost one.
Okay.
So they're young.
And what song are they obsessed with?
They're obsessed with I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Now, how did this obsession begin? Is this just riding in the car and it came on, or was it on like a playlist?
Well, we do dance parties at home pretty much every night. And when songs come on, we dance to them. But this one was a very popular one for both of them.
Okay. Aww. I Want to Dance with Somebody. It's a hit.
It's classic.
And then there's like there have been remixes of it done, and all manner of different versions of it exist, you know, throughout time. So, okay, we've got I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston. Let's pop over here to Danielle. Hi, Danielle. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. How old are the kids?
So I have a 9 and a 2.5-year-old.
Okay. And what song are they obsessed with?
The 2.5-year-old has latched on to Hand Clap by Fits in the Tantrums.
Fits in the Tantrums, Hand Clap.
That works perfectly, yeah.
It's a great, you got some good taste in the car there.
Oh, yeah. We have a variety for sure.
Now, did they just hear it in the car one day and all of a sudden they're like, play that one again. I want to hear that one again.
Well, her older sister put it on Alexa, and that was game over.
That was it. Okay. And do they call it Hand Clap? Like, you know what I mean? Do they know what the song is called? Because I find my daughter won't really know what the song's called. She just knows a word that's in the song, and then it's a fun game for us to solve what it's called.
Yeah. So my oldest, she's pretty good at, like, figuring out the names of the song.
Yep.
But the youngest one calls it Hand Clap.
Hand Slap?
Clap.
Hand like, clap. Yeah, just that's what.
Plural. Yeah.
Hand claps. Yeah.
Play hand claps. Yeah,
how
like
many
that.
Times a week do you think you hear it?
Oh, probably like 22 times a week.
Yeah, it's pretty nonstop.
That's a hot rotation.
Yeah, we're icing our hands from all the clapping that's happening. Oh, my gosh. Here we are. Hi, Miriam. Good morning. How are you, Miriam?
Good morning. Good.
What song are the kids obsessed with? How old are they?
So she's 1.5, and when she was 6 months old, she first heard the song Calm Down by Selena Gomez while listening to the mix.
Yeah.
And it was the first time she ever danced. She just started dancing. Like, it really, like, she loved the tune. And now, and like, she would say, oh, that part of the song before she
that's
could
so
even
cute.
Speak.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love that. And it's actually you telling her the message that you want to tell a six-month-old, which is, would you just calm down? Would you just calm down?
It works both ways. Absolutely.
Is that her in the background?
Yeah.
How old is she now?
She's 1.5 years.
Well, let's talk to her.
Do you want to talk about Elmo?
You asked.
Yeah.
Hello, is Elmo there?
She's like freaked out.
Yeah, so am I.
She's like, you're playing my jam.
Yeah,
I can't focus.
Yeah, try it alone. I'm in the zone.
There you go.
Back off, buddy. I'm in the zone.
We freak out a lot of people.
Hi, Sarah. Good morning. How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
We're doing well. How old are the kids that love this song?
So I have a 2.5-year-old and a 4.5-year-old.
Okay. And what song are they absolutely obsessed with?
Gonna Make You Sweat, Everybody Dance Now, by CNC Music Factory. Yep.
It's fantastic. It's top shelf. This is great music.
How did they find this song?
I have absolutely no idea. We have listened to music every night, and we just dance around. And my 2.5-year-old is like, Mommy, Hungry Wolf song. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Hungry Wolf.
So I pull up Duran Duran. I'm like, is this it? He's like, no. And then all of a sudden, at some point, Everybody Dance Now came on. He goes, this is Hungry Wolf song. And he just starts dancing away. And I'm like, okay. So he's
I love this.
It's got to be on a cartoon, it's got to be on somewhere online.
I have no idea.
Something.
But this is his favorite song. So yeah, he does a little shoulder shrug, little booty action, and he's in his zone.
Yeah, you can't not. Your butt and your shoulders just move independently of your body when the song comes on. Not bad. So there we go. Now we've got a playlist. We got a playlist of what the kids love, man. It's I don't know what it means, but it's provocative, and they're excited by it.
Get some people going.
Yeah, come on.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Happy 21st to Olivia Rodrigo. She celebrated over the weekend, kicking off her Guts World Tour, which will be in town on March 19th, and you're going to win your tickets to go there all day tomorrow here on The Mix. To celebrate her 21st, she bought beer and cigarettes. I didn't drink it or smoke it, but I bought it because I could. It was a rite of passage. And happy birthday to O-Rod. But for your birthday, you decided, I'm going to get me something special. What was your special birthday purchase? Hi, Becky with the good hair. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. Now, Becky, for your birthday, what did you buy?
For my 40th birthday over the summer, I bought my dog a photo shoot.
You bought your dog a photo shoot.
Okay. Yep.
So they came in with the camera and the lights to your house, or did you have to bring your dog to a studio?
No, she came to my house and took photos of him.
Now, did the dog wear outfits and stuff, or were there sets?
He had a bow tie on a few of them.
Of course.
And what's your dog's name?
Ernie.
I love it.
The To Me From Me is a photo shoot for Ernie.
Yeah.
What kind of dog is Ernie?
He's a rat terrier chihuahua.
Oh, wow. So cute.
With a bow tie.
I just can think of the end of Best in Show, the calendar, yes, where they're all in like different outfits.
Oh, my God. All right, so you got the old Ernie photo shoot. It's kind of fun. Hey, Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Great, how are you?
We're doing very well. Now, for your birthday, what year was this? What age were you turning?
So for my 30th birthday,
okay,
I stood in one of the overnight lines to get myself a Wii.
You really wanted a Nintendo Wii, and so you stood in line overnight?
No gaming systems growing up ever, and I thought, why not start now?
So are you a gamer now?
No.
Okay.
Did you play the bowling, though? Remember, like, the bowling?
Yeah, Wii Sports.
Yeah. Oh, the Wii Sports.
Yeah, every night.
Like golf and Wii Tennis. Now, were you playing alone, or did you have a friend to play with?
No, I played with my husband.
Okay, great. Okay. Now, where's the Wii now?
In a cabinet.
Who was the better Wii bowler, you or your husband?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. We were both pretty good.
Wow. That's very humble of you.
Yeah.
Break that bad boy out of it. Give it a try.
Don't tell him. Oh, my goodness. You should one day come home early and set it up and don't tell him. And then when he comes home, be like, we're going back to the Wii, baby. Yeah. I just like how much she loves it.
She loved it.
She loved the Wii. Okay, so Stephanie, for 30, decided I'm getting a Wii. All right. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. What'd you do for the birthday? You know, Olivia Rodrigo bought beer and cigarettes. What'd you buy?
For my 21st birthday, I went to Vegas with my dad and my cousin.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Now, did you pay for the trip for everybody, or did they all pay their way?
My cousin had comp, so we got the hotel free. Woo. But we all paid our airline tickets and all that stuff.
Dang. Now, did you win big?
I didn't lose a lot.
Okay, that's good. And do you remember the first game? Like, did you have a plan for your 21st? You're going to walk in and play what first?
So right at midnight, we got the yard-long drinks and then sat down at a blackjack table. Then about an hour and a half later, I had to put my dad to bed because he couldn't hang.
Dad couldn't pull it off.
Carry him back to bed, I should say.
Oh, that's awesome.
The 21-year-old taking care of his dad.
Yeah, let's go. You're so sloppy. Yeah. I got to think in Vegas, they're used to that, right? The midnight 21, it has to be a thing, right?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Finally. Tiffany, good morning.
Good morning.
Tiffany, what age were you turning when you made this purchase?
I want to say 28.
Okay, so 28. And for yourself, to celebrate your birthday, what'd you buy?
A house.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, we bought a house. Congratulations. And do you still live in the house now?
No, we sold it.
You sold it. Hey, made that investment. Why not turn it around?
Yeah.
Get the equity out of it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It was great. Yeah. Well, Chinese food on the floor.
Really?
When we moved in that day. Yeah, it was great.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Too many tabs on your phone. I'm curious if you find your phone runs better now that you have 500 tabs closed.
You know, I don't notice a difference, really.
Okay, so V found herself at 466 tabs open. If I end up using Safari, which I generally try to avoid because I find it to be a less than search engine and
really?
Website. Oh. Yeah, Chrome, Google Chrome, I think is like the one. Go Google Chrome.
But like, so Safari comes with the phone. That's
correct.
Why I used it.
Correct. And that's why I only use it on my phone. On my MacBook, I just use Chrome. I don't want to bother with Safari on there.
Right.
So anyway, we're not going to get that Safari endorsement, guys. Sorry.
No, sorry.
My bad.
Can't find you.
Hey, I love you, Safari.
There
just
you
in
go,
case
it's
you,
fine.
You're wondering.
Yeah.
I love
Jeeves.
You so much. I got 466 tabs open on you.
Hey, hello, Mr. Bing.
Yeah.
I'm in. 312-233-1019. How many tabs are open on your phone? Let's start here. Hi, Krista. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're great. How many tabs do you have open, Krista?
I have 500 open.
500? You're full bore. Why so many tabs?
I don't know. I just don't want to get rid of them because I want to remember whatever it was I wanted to look at.
What's the most recent tab?
It's probably something muscle related because I'm a Pilates instructor.
Oh, I have a question, though. How does having something like 262 tabs ago somewhere up there, how does that help you? I feel like I wouldn't even remember where it is.
Well, but eventually I'll just go back and delete them, and then I'll remember, oh, yeah, I wanted to remember that.
Yes.
My dog, whatever, you know?
Ah, okay. Interesting. From 5 years ago. Hey, you know what? I meant to buy those tickets to that concert in 2022. Son of a ding-dong.
When are they back in town?
Yeah. They broke up. Right, they broke up.
Right. They're all dead. Hi, Beth. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
How many tabs do you have, Beth?
This morning, I have 423.
423.
Okay.
What's the most recent one?
This morning, I was trying to find a UPS, drop-off box. That was it. Trying to find that.
So you go into Safari and you just type UPS drop off and then you're looking at all the options.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was listening to the other girl. When you have a million open, how does it help you? If you scroll to the top of Safari, there is a search box. So if you're trying to find a thing that was open before, you can find it.
So you can search your tabs to find the one. Now, why wouldn't you, though, just because your phone remembers what you did if you haven't cleared the cache, couldn't you just type that in anyway and the more recent website would pop up?
You make a real solid point, and I can't argument against it.
Right.
Okay, so 423 for Beth. Hi, Amy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amy, how many tabs are open on your phone right now?
477.
477. What's the most recent tab that you have open?
Hang on. I was shopping on TJ Maxx yesterday.
Oh, okay. Maxx and Easta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for the minimum.
Okay, so what is your reason behind keeping all the tabs open? Okay.
Because I didn't know an easy way to get rid of that.
There you go.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
Sound check. Sound check. This is Nikki's sound check on the Morning Mix.
All right, we're going to start with Taylor Swift because we have to start with Taylor Swift. All right, we're going to start with the basic. Do you want the gossipy one or the factual one?
Okay. Yeah, gossip.
Who needs facts?
Nope.
Why even ask?
We just gave you facts. Okay. Now we want the ass.
We'll do the gossipy one. Outkick Magazine is saying that, Outkick Magazine.
Yeah, sure. Very reputable.
I'm just saying this to let it be known to the Taylor world that this is not from me.
I hope it started as a football magazine for punters, and it just it devolved into.
They're saying Taylor Swift has supposedly banned Travis Kelce from strip clubs and meeting female fans.
I believe the strip club thing. You can't stop him from meeting a female fan.
That's kind of here's the thing with it. So they're saying that he's fine not going to strip clubs anymore. I like that part of the story. Great. But it's hard to, as far as posing with female fans. And supposedly the reason behind it is just to avoid any kind of false headline or what I mean? Because it's true. Anytime you take a picture with someone, she could be like, look, I was with him or whatever.
Right.
So anyway, that's kind of one he's having a harder time to deal with. And then other friends are claiming that she has asked him to FaceTime her, not just text. So they can actually see where everybody is versus, hey, I'm just chilling at home. But, they can do what I do. Like with my kid, you have that Life 360 thing where you just constantly track them. Feel like you're back at the strip club again.
That's fine.
But supposedly they're both committed to doing whatever it takes to make their relationship stronger.
There was a food truck in the parking lot. Yeah, hang on. What are you talking about?
I'm also going to go crazy and on a limb and say that I think they probably thought of the FaceTime thing from the very beginning, right? With them, they're all over each other when they're together. So I feel like they got everything working when they're not together to make sure they're almost kind of together.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But have you known couples who literally have to FaceTime?
I got you way too much.
But I feel like they would be that couple in this stage of their infatuation with each other. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, then later on it just becomes a check-in.
Yeah,
show me your closet. Oh, really? You're at home.
Which country are you in today? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then the factual one is just a heads up. Taylor Swift officially breaks the all-time record for the most cumulative. Because am I saying that right? Cumulative. That's a tough one for me.
Cumulative.
Thank you. I was like,
yeah.
I knew I'm saying that
cumulus.
Wrong.
What? Like the cloud.
Cumulative weeks in the top one, the top 10 Billboard 200. So bottom line is, she's breaking every single thing. This one, she breaks the Beatles.
Wow.
So she surpasses the Beatles, and then that is that.
Who were well known for FaceTiming their wives.
They were. And taking fans.
They were not in strip clubs.
And meeting female fans.
And going to strip clubs.
They started in a strip club, but other than that.
Yeah.
Another thing to look forward to, Pharrell Williams says collaboration with Miley Cyrus is coming soon.
Oh, nice.
So people just aren't sure if this is a totally new thing or if it's something from 2013 Bangers, like that album of hers that he worked on that somehow got cut, because that's the whole thing. You know, there's when they released stuff back then, there was like 12 songs and then the rest got left, and now they're all back.
Maybe it'll be in the new Despicable Me movie.
You never know.
I'm kidding.
Solid call.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
People are giving up meat. We know that. You can't have the meat on the Fridays.
That's right.
You can't have the Friday meat, which means you're going to go for a fish. And so you might have to hit the high seas to find the fish.
Of course.
Or you're going to hit the high drive-thru at McDonald's to enjoy a Filet-O-Fish.
Yes.
And guess what, gang? Nobody wants to give up sex for Lent, so now I have the history of the Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, this is my favorite sandwich.
Give me back that Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish.
Yeah.
Everything stops.
Yeah.
This is your favorite sandwich?
My favorite McDonald's menu item historically has been the Filet-O-Fish. For some reason, that was the first thing I ate there when I was a little kid.
Really?
I was under the impression.
You ate a fish sandwich as the first thing as a kid?
Yeah.
I was
what
under
kid
the...
even likes fish sandwiches?
It's a fishy story.
I guess. I was just under the impression that I wouldn't really love the burgers. I was wrong, and eventually I got into them, too.
Yeah.
But the fish sandwich, like, this thing is great.
Have you ever done the double fish filet?
No.
No, the filet fillet? No, because they have that double one sometimes.
Okay.
It's two patties.
Ever put a meat patty on the filet?
No.
You can do the serving different, but you have to do it yourself.
Yeah,
remember they had that hack menu
right
that came out?
Yeah.
Right. McDonald's franchisee Lou Grone realized in 1962, that cheeseburger sales dipped on Fridays in Lent.
Oh.
Why? Well, it was Lent. Well, he was a big business executive, so he decided I got to do something to lure in the customer base.
Ah, pun intended.
And there you go. He created the old Filet-O-Fish with determination and a knack for thoroughness. Grone convinced McDonald's to test a breaded white fish sandwich to help satisfy customers who abstained from eating meat on Fridays in observance of Lent. The breaded fish sandwich would then become known as the Filet-O-Fish.
Love it.
My father exemplified Ray Kroc's philosophy that you can succeed if you put the customer first, and your partner's last. But that's okay. He said, McDonald's. The younger Grone followed in his father's footsteps by opening multiple McDonald's locations in 1965. Folks, 1965, the Filet-O-Fish was officially added to the McDonald's menu nationally, becoming the first new product ever added to the chain's original menu. And at the time, it cost... Take a guess.
69 cents.
Whip?
Probably like 29 cents.
50 cents.
By God, one of you is exactly right. Exactly right. In 1965, the Filet-O-Fish sandwich cost 29 cents.
Wow.
Of course. He tried it that day.
That's right.
As a kid.
Like, man, in 26,
a
the old
quarter
Whipper.
And 4 pennies, 65. And I got myself a lunch.
You loved it.
Well, there you go. Congratulations to those of you enjoying the old Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, a tartar sauce is good.
Have
I know,
one.
Right?
Yeah,
and then I just read there was like a whole thing about they only use half a slice of American cheese, and if that's true or not, I don't know.
And I heard it's actually chicken, but... All
either
right.
Way, it's good. I'm going to get one today.
All right.
Let's do it.
That's it.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix Podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago, and we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.